Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes who like to sit around and drink on some red wine and talk about Alex Jones.
We talk about usually a day in the current life of Alex Jones.
Indeed, that is something we generally do.
And the twist on that is that you listen to a lot of Alex Jones.
Pretty much every day.
And I don't listen to any Alex Jones at all.
Which is the right amount. I listen to way too much.
The appropriate amount is no amount.
Indeed. And therein lies the fun of the show. I get to tell you all about what's happened in his day.
And I get to scream like a madman.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Today we're going to do something a little different. And that's why we're drinking a bottle of wine called Avant, which is in French, before.
Aha.
En français, c'est très bien.
Well, as far as the taste of this wine goes, I would prefer if we lived in the before I drank it.
Ce n'est pas bien. Ce vin est terrible. Et mal.
All right. All right. Come on now. Restart the podcast.
Je suis Calais.
Restart it.
That means I'm smart. I'm running out of French phrases. So today what we're going to be doing, thanks to a donation from my best friend in the world, Nikki Gifts.
I'm a policy wonk.
He had donated to the show. He was already a policy wonk, but he bumped up his donation.
He bumped it up?
In order to get himself a time travel episode.
Fuck yeah, man.
We're going back in time to 2014 today.
2014.
2014.
Oh.
3 years ago. A simpler time.
Oh, man. Considering all the news, just all the news.
That's why we had to escape.
I don't think there's any. I've not checked my Twitter feed and seen even the slightest cute puppy.
A lot of bad shit's breaking.
Yeah.
And in Alex Jones fashion, his show has been dog shit the last 2 days.
Right.
He's had Roger Stone in studio, and like on Monday, it was just the two of them having a Skype conversation with Mike Cernovich. And they were just like, aren't we great? That was kind of the whole thing. It was just three guys just like, we're fucking awesome. We break stories. And the whole time they were talking about how Reince Priebus was the leak, and they had secret information from their sources that Reince Priebus was leaking everything, and how like, it's finally time, we can come out with it. Then that afternoon, the news broke of Trump giving information to the Russian foreign ambassador Lavrov.
Right, but it was Priebus who gave him the information first.
No.
Priebus leaked it to the president, because as we all know, hopefully the president has no fucking clue what's going on.
It's even better than that. It's even better, because as soon as that happened, they had to adjust their narrative.
Right.
Because it had to be someone who was in that meeting that was the person who leaked this to the Washington Post. And so him and Roger Stone just do like a Facebook video in a hallway where they're like, we knew all along it was McMaster.
Fuck you.
just completely invalidating the last day.
Oh,
it's a
fucking
it's
Christ.
So great.
That's such a snapshot of all the Republicans right now, is let's just completely forget what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to start fresh, and then something new horrible happens every single fucking day.
And then today, Tuesday, as we're recording this, Alex had Roger Stone in studio some more. They talked a bunch more shit that's inconsequential. And then
I like Roger Stone being very close to the border of Mexico. I think
there's a reason.
Yeah, I think he knows what's coming.
Yeah, he's a flight risk if there ever has been one.
Yeah, no kidding.
So he was on, and they again were just talking a lot of shit, and it was really uncomfortable because I think Alex was drunk.
Really?
Like, day drunk. It seemed like it. Like, he couldn't stop losing his, like, control of himself. I wanted to pull some clips of it because it's just like, it's out of control. He's doing impressions left and right.
Ugh.
He's doing like Chuck Schumer as some sort of a Wizard of Oz villain kind of. It's a disaster.
Why the fuck not?
And Roger Stone sitting there the whole time like, ah, fuck, I should not have teamed up with him. Like, this guy cannot control himself at all. So then Roger Stone leaves and Dr. Group comes in. And they do
the illustrious Dr. Group.
They do about an hour and a half, maybe an hour, little over an hour, commercial for a new product that they've put out. That basically, as best I can tell, the function of it is it makes you pee more. I tweeted that out.
You know what? If you have prostate issues, that's not a bad product.
They already have Prostaguard, though.
But that's to protect against your prostate cancers and the like.
Fair enough.
This is to ease you into that transition of the end of your life.
This is about heavy metals and stuff like that. It's like, if you don't pee and shit and menstrual blood enough, that is basically what they were saying.
He said if you...
They were saying that if you don't, like... If you don't discharge enough, however you discharge, then all these metals fill up in you and like funguses in your brain.
Do they know women also pee? Do they know that? Or do they think that, men pee and women menstruate?
They just bleed.
And that's it.
They just bleed.
They just bleed all the time.
That's in the Bible.
That...
Dr. Group is nothing if not a consummate Christian.
Excellent.
So we're going to get to, basically, we're not missing out on much, is what I'm saying. It's all a crock of horse shit. Although, this Thursday, looking forward to it, John Rappaport should be back in studio because it's been a week.
He's not in studio.
No, yeah.
God
sorry.
Damn it.
I know. I'm sorry to tease you like
I
that.
If he was in studio, some prop master has to put a fucking picture in the bed unhung.
Worlds would collide if he was in studio. Also, I'm hoping as I go back through these time travel things to find John Rappaport in some stray episode.
Right.
I have not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
We should find out Rappaport's origin story.
Oh, totally. I would love to see his first appearance.
Oh, absolutely.
So
frankly, I would love to see his birth, just to see how it goes from there.
Yeah. Today's episode.
I don't actually want to see his birth.
It would probably be shocking. He comes out all googly eyed with a huge beard. I'm describing myself now.
Dentures. Dentures actually came out first.
Rappaport is me in the future, by the way. He has a cross eye. He has a big beard. My teeth are going to fall out. I'm certain. Holy shit. I've got to start distrusting science.
Your optimism is insane.
What, that I'm going to turn into Rappaport?
No, that you're going to live that long.
That's fair. So today I will play this out of context drop, and then we will reveal the date we time travel back to.
So I know the conclusions of what's going on more than most. Nuts and bolts, not so much.
He is not a details guy. That really sums up sort of how Alex Jones lives his life.
Nuts and bolts, not really a big deal for me. I don't care about
the nitty gritty. So today we are going. I got my assignment from Nikki Gifts, and he told me you got to go back to March 8th, 2014.
What?
Now, Jordan.
Was March 8th, 2014.
You don't remember March 8th, 2014?
I fucking remember nothing.
This is disgusting.
If you give me,
I thought you were a scholar, a man of letters.
No, if you give me like a thing, then I can tell you when it happened. You can't give me a when it happened and I tell you the thing. That's not how my brain works.
It was the day that the Malaysian plane went missing.
Oh fuck yes! This is the greatest day of my life.
So March 8th, 2014.
Also, a scholar. I need to be a scholar to know.
Dude, it was a big day. Big day for all of us. So on March 8th, Alex is doing his show, and it's awful. He doesn't mention the plane at all. And so it's just about how South by Southwest is going on, and they're trying to take people's guns.
Naturally.
So I check in on the next episode.
South by Southwest is trying to take? Not South by Southwest. Southwest Airlines.
No. South by Southwest.
South by Southwest.
The music festival, yes.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to push an anti-gun agenda with Bloomberg and what have you. I don't know. It's nonsense. So he's getting really excited, and most of that show is him talking about how they're going to hold a We've Got Guns march where everyone has guns.
That's a bad idea.
It seems aggressive.
A large group of people with guns is not it's not the image you want to project.
It's bad optics, but it does seem like it can go down peacefully and calmly. Like,
absolutely.
There are examples of it. Like
Richard Spencer's horrifying racist revamp of the KKK.
Those weren't guns. Those were torches. Yeah.
You know, there's no negative connotations associated with a bunch of white people holding torches. I've never seen anything like that.
I just think of Frankenstein. Yeah. No big deal.
No, it went down peacefully.
Sure.
You gotta give them that, which is a whole lot better than the old.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's why 2.0.
Yeah.
Improvement.
Yeah.
I guess.
America's the bad guy.
So,
anyways.
On the 8th, nothing. Next episode, I think David Knight was hosting the next one, and I'm like, I don't even care what David Knight says about this.
No.
I'm starting to notice a trend. When big things go down, Alex ends up out of studio. Because David Knight was in, like, right
That's
after.
That's right.
Right after the last one, too.
Yeah.
So he's David Knight's in. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. The next episode that Alex is back in studio hosting, everything is back to normal, is March 11th, 2014. And that is the episode we'll be covering. And man, I'm glad. Because this episode is profoundly stupid.
Wonderful.
But.
Theory.
Yes.
He is out of studio when big things happen
mm-hmm.
because the people who work for him are like, listen, we have to spin a narrative because if you go on there, you're going to say all kinds of crazy shit
right.
that the rest of our guys are not going to sign off on.
No, I disagree with that theory because he has such a, like an iron grip on InfoWars mm-hmm. that Rob Dew isn't going to sway him. Like, just because Rob Dew has established a narrative, it doesn't mean that Alex isn't going to buck that narrative.
That's true. You're right.
Alex can't be contradicted. Everybody else can.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if he's there day up. Like I told you, on the Boston bombing day, he was hanging out with Richard Belzer. So.
The Bells!
Yeah. Anyway, Alex Jones.
That's not for whom the Bells calls.
Alex Jones.
The Bells calls for Jones. Will Shakespeare.
Alex Jones spends a shockingly small amount of this episode talking about the Malaysian plane.
How? That's right up his alley.
It's so in the wheelhouse. It's like,
yeah.
Alex, baby, this is a meatball.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
knock this one out of the park. So here's how he begins the episode and talks a little bit about the plane.
We've got mysteries. Everybody loves a mystery, and it's a tragic mystery. Without a trace, you have this Malaysian airline disappearing, and I've seen the videos of the Iranians that were boarding the flight, and I got to tell you, looking at the eyes and the bearing of these two guys, they look committed, and I'm not saying they're guilty, but my gut tells me these are trained people right here, and they're very serious on a mission. And they look like Iranian Republican Guard or something. So that's all I can say
is that they look like
the exact type of infiltrators you would use who don't look like big tough guys, but are actually, infiltrators. I mean, just my gut looking at this photo that I'm showing people on TV, folks can go to Infowars.com or any other news site for that matter and see the photos. DrudgeReport.com probably has the best. Most extensive coverage of it all, and
can't possibly be true. But
this is back whenever he was afraid of Muslim men, and it hadn't yet extended to small Muslim girls in Starbucks.
Yes, yes, this is just pure Islamophobia.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Well, but the thing that's interesting is he doesn't really go over it. But what he's talking about is there was a story about two gentlemen who had like fake passports who had gotten on the plane.
Okay,
so it's actually spookier. Than the way he's describing it.
Right.
The fact that they had fake passports makes it like, that's sketchy.
Where was that plane going?
I don't remember.
Malaysia?
No, it was coming from Malaysia, I believe. Boy, we're dumb. Flight 370 was a scheduled flight in the early morning hours of the 8th of March, 2014 from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia to Beijing, China. It was one of two daily flights operated by Malaysia Airlines from its hub in Kuala Lumpur to Beijing Capital International Airport. Scheduled to depart at, I don't know how to translate this fucking military time.
it's a number, another number, and then two zeros.
Too difficult.
Gotcha.
The planned flight duration was 5 hours 34 minutes, which would consume an estimated 37,200 kilograms of jet fuel. The aircraft carried 49,100 kilograms of fuel, including reserves, allowing an endurance of 7 hours 31 minutes. The extra fuel was enough to divert to alternate airports, which would require, blah, 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 a little extra gas. So they could have gone to a different airport if that was, like, the sort of emergency.
Right.
So it was going from Malaysia to China, which is not a huge jaunt, five-hour flight.
I had a hard time caring.
Wow.
Heartless. What?
Heartless.
There were 10 million other atrocities that day.
Sure.
It was one plane.
And it was right in the middle of the whole situation in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, I get it. That was a fun distraction for everybody is like, ooh, what happened to this plane?
Like Alex said, everybody loves a mystery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But getting back to these two dudes that Alex has fingered. Yes. It's a term.
I know.
So
I know, but I'm a 12-year-old.
Fine.
I'm a policy wonk.
You little 12-year-old wonk. So Alex has pointed out these dudes, and like the idea that they had fraudulent passports makes the situation reasonable to be like suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But all he does is talk about, look at them. He holds up a picture. He's like, look at these guys.
Look at them.
They're brown.
Yeah.
That's basically all he's saying.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They look like infiltrators.
So he goes on a little bit more to
Also, isn't that not... That's not the profile of people trying to commit terrorist acts. Disappearing. Just, like, wouldn't the plane have... Like, if you were trying to commit a terrorism... which is a noun now.
Sure.
Wouldn't you want... A giant explosion or a fireball, not just a disappearance?
I'm glad you asked that. Alex has some thoughts about hijackings.
Aha!
And my gut tells me it's a hijacking, and they crash the plane into the ocean. We've seen quite a few of those getting hijacked out of Egypt and other areas. Real hijacking, they will take over, and they will get in the cockpit, and they will fly the plane into the water. And they'll generally do it with firearms or bombs they've smuggled on. Again, if it was a false flag, you would have naked body scanners rolling out next week. Like the Christmas Day bombing, where the guy was known government minion. His dad tied into the CIA. They did fake videos putting his face into, hooded Muslims at terror training camps. He was clearly drugged, getting Mutalib on the plane.
Alex, we had witnesses that saw it and broke it. CIA?
Turned out the CIA again basically ordered the airline, there in Amsterdam to get him on the plane.
So that
and we broke
Alex
that here. It later came out in congressional testimony.
That's obvious.
But they moved away from it very quickly. That was a staged event because, oh, we're going to put naked body scanners in next week because of this. When they'd ordered them a year and a half before. And the outgoing head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, stood to make hundreds of millions himself off of it, off the billions.
So you get
he
what
headed
he,
up the company.
You get what he's saying there?
So that was a total PR rollout.
Boy, my timing was off there. But you get what he's saying there in terms of his premise? That because there's no weird thing that the globalists are trying to push.
It was just a garden variety hijacking.
It was a real hijacking because the globalists aren't ready to do something to us because of it.
Right, they haven't yet capitalized on the crisis.
Right, which is strange thinking, I would say. It is.
I think there is a certain internal logic there. Because if you're a secret evil corporation... of globalists, you would want an outcome that's favorable to you.
Right.
So if the outcome is just...
You're describing the Hegelian dialect here. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
You create circumstances to get the outcome that you want.
Exactly.
You fake a terror attack in order to push these body scanners or whatever. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. But there is an internal logic to it. It's not sensible. Like, you need to do more groundwork on it.
I'm not gonna get to sensible through Alex Jones. I'm just going for trying to understand what his viewpoint is.
Sure, and I think you have done that there. I just think that if you're-
Now,
if
my you're, theory.
I'm listening.
Amelia Earhart.
She came back.
She's the one who made all planes disappear.
Okay.
If a plane has disappeared, it's Amelia Earhart.
She's responsible for, like, the Devil's Triangle?
Exactly.
Okay.
Everybody knows this.
This has as much legs
Why hasn't her body been found, huh?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Still hijacking planes.
Why hasn't a lot of the Malaysian planes still been found?
That's because Amelia Earhart is great at hiding
things.
She
ate it. My point that I want to make on the Alex's theory is that the idea that it is a hijacking, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Totally reasonable.
Yes.
That part's fine.
Obvious.
The added sort of fondant on the cake of, yeah, don't raise your eyebrows at me.
No. I'm going with you.
I've watched the Learning Channel.
I'm going.
So that part, that added bonus part, that you can't eat and is disgusting is.
I've never had it.
You're not supposed to eat the fondant. It's
decorative. Okay. All right.
But anyway,
I don't traverse in the fancy parties that you go to.
I've just seen people on television say you're not supposed to eat it. I have no idea. I don't like cake. Anyway.
who got off on this fondant tangent?
It's a foolish,
and you're done.
It's a foolish expectation that if something is being done, like, if something is real, then nothing will be done after it.
Right.
If something is fake by this shadowy organization, then they will be ready to push something.
Right.
That doesn't, like...
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it you need a lot more groundwork, or else... Anyway.
Like fondant.
Yes, much like that. You need a cake underneath it. But Alex, he's pitched this hijacking idea, and now he starts to, in this next clip, immediately sort of waffle on it a little bit.
And that's what a real hijacking does, especially when Hezbollah-type connected groups are involved. That's Iranian-connected groups. They get on the airplane, and they fly it into the water. Now, it could have been the plane just went down. It could have been it's a coincidence these guys are on board. I don't know. There's also a lot of suspicious tech people on board. But my gut tells me it's a hijack.
Are all tech people suspicious or Alex, just these suspicious?
He thinks we're heading for a technocracy. Of course, there's a lot of really suspicious people.
These particular tech guys were suspicious?
Yeah, but I mean, there we go. I mean, you really...
They were the ones who made the Iranian guys fake passports.
This is Alex in 2014 and the complete difference from Alex Jones today. Alex would never say, I don't know, today.
That's true.
He would never be like, listen, there's possible things, but I don't know.
That's the thing about carrying water, is you always have to know something.
You have to have a source.
You have to.
Or else.
Whereas if you're just covering basic news, you can not know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the fact that even, you know, nobody knows what happened to the Malaysian plane.
Well,
you
dead
know.
Men tell no tales.
Right. Like Amelia Earhart.
She's a woman. Dead women tell tales.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. Look, we're
all... That's our new stereotype for women.
Seances. Anyway, we're in a weird, we've started weird, but, we have now played a couple of clips.
Is that pretty much all of his coverage of the Malaysian airline?
Boy, it's most of it.
Oh, boy.
Things go off the rails pretty hard, and in this next clip...
Where can you go?
Well, he talks a lot more about how South by Southwest is trying to take your guns. He's still on that tip.
All right.
He gets into, and we're going to discuss it a bunch, how TV is evil.
Okay.
He rants about a bunch of nonsense. And then he ends with, and I don't mind spoiling this because it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. He ends with the weirdest, longest commercial for his products that I have ever seen in all of my time watching InfoWars.
All right.
It's
I'm in.
So crazy.
I'm in.
To the point where back then he was only on the radio for the first 3 hours.
Right.
And then the signal would drop, and whatever he was broadcasting, he could only broadcast online.
Oh, I did not know that.
So he fills the last 20 minutes or so of his show.
Of the 3 hours.
Yeah, talking about his supplements to the point where they have to go off the air and then continue the
show.
He then ends up, because he was saying...
So there's literally just like a... Like, he's in the middle of his commercial, and then the signal just cuts out?
They just go to break, and then he comes back, and like, we're in overdrive.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm in.
They just 40 more minutes.
40 more minutes?
In overdrive, where he takes phone calls from people about the Malaysian plane, and none of them have any good theories. It's terrible. But, okay, we've laid out the syllabus of what's to come.
Yes.
But now we got to get down to the meat. My man, this next clip... We're going back to episode 2 of our podcast. We're going back to something that came from Y2K, from the Y2K episode, a little place, a very special place in Colorado.
No, the...
I sit here in stacks of news every day for 19 years. Anyone that did this would be informed.
Catherine Herridge, Fox News Channel. Thanks for taking my question. Will the Utah Data Center hold the data of American citizens?
No. Part one.
They did.
Well, I can't go into all the details of the Utah Data Center.
That's Alexander.
We don't hold data on U.S. citizens.
The head.
They do and did.
Of cybersecurity, that's the Pentagon branch of the Northcom domestic spy grid. that's just already operating completely illegally. They're trying to pass the cybersecurity legislation. It's operating in plain view since the early 1980s under Cyber Command at Space Command.
Space in Command. Colorado. Space Command.
Space Command runs everything with NASA corporately above it as an executive branch creation. That's the shadow government. So it's Space Command nexused with the public face NASA and their interstellar programs that are classified. They're really freaking out, folks, when I talk about this stuff, by the way. Most of it I've gotten from sources other. I've reverse engineered their program. And it's unbelievable. They've already gone. I'm not going to even get into it. I just cannot believe how screwed we are. The general public has no idea what's even going on. The globalists are trying to start a war with Russia. I'm not saying Russia's good. I'm not saying Putin's good. The West is starting it.
He is now.
Well, the fun. The real fun there is Space Command runs everything.
Space Command returns.
Yeah.
Space Command is the secret behind NASA. So NASA's the public face and they're like, we're going to go to space and we want to go to Mars and let's send all this stuff. And Space Command is like, let's start a war with Russia.
Space Command. This is 2014, 15 years after the Y2K episode.
Right.
He's still on Space Command.
Now I wonder how many times has Space Command come up in the intervening years.
I mean, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to come out every time.
It has to come out quite a bit.
Right. And so, but the other thing is that the context of what's going on in March of 2014 is that Putin had invaded Crimea. And that was why people were mad at Russia at that point.
Yes.
And he's saying the globalists.
Now we're all cool with it.
Yeah. He's saying the globalists wanted to start war with Russia. And maybe some people did want to be like, hey, don't invade. Don't invade your neighbors. Because that's kind of.
That's straight from the Bible.
It's kind of.
That's what that is.
It's kind of a big thing geopolitically in
the world. Don't covet your neighbor's wife and also don't annex his home.
Sure. Don't. Even if the people there are like, hey, we're ethnically Russian. Still, it's not your,
not a good idea.
It's not your country.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. So.
Also, did he say interstellar programs that were classified?
Classified interstellar programs.
Does he know what interstellar means?
I have no evidence for or contrary.
Well, that means.
Within stars? Between stars?
Between stars.
Yeah.
That's a long way away.
We're going to stars.
We're not going to stars.
We are, man. You gotta fucking watch some
when
of
did,
this Project
when did
Camelot
inter- when
shit.
When did Interstellar the movie come out?
2014, I imagine.
Ah, there we go. There it is.
Space Command.
Space Command.
They're responsible for Interstellar as a movie because it was predictive programming.
Right. Yeah, it's absolutely getting all of us to believe that we can travel between the stars.
Yeah. But, you know, before we can reach the stars, we have to shake off the shackles of the programming that has infested our brains and our souls.
Uh-huh.
Alex Jones has some thoughts here about the downfall of humanity.
Yes.
Coming from a very high place where we used to eat dinner together.
We did.
To now what we have become.
And so imagine the animation. They're all sitting around the table. They're outside playing. Kids are on their bikes. They're building forts. They're
all
looking
at the
stars.
Time.
They're fishing in the creek. They're, you know, kissing a girl for the first time when they're 12. They're getting in a fist fight. They're living. They're humans. And now, within just a few years, suddenly everyone has a television set. It's a sign of status if you have two television sets by 1955. You're suddenly living around the television. You're suddenly getting home. You're now not in the real world. You're entering the proto-matrix.
I don't disagree with him that TVs are kind of shitty.
Yeah.
If that's his theory.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I think the more important thing.
I'm not going to be Gil Wally on everybody and we're all going to be fat sitting in,
I think
arm and legless chambers.
I think the more important thing to take away from that is even 3 years ago, and clearly it's just a consistent piece of his sort of ethos, is that the ways you become a human.
Right.
You kiss girls.
Yep.
You fist fight.
Exactly.
And you look at the stars.
Also, fishing in a creek.
Fishing in a creek. It's all, yeah.
Gotta do it.
It's just down.
You ever had
shit.
A crawdad?
I've had a crawdad?
Come on, man.
I've caught crawdaddies by hand, my
you
friend.
You get a little crawdad and you are all set.
Oh, man.
That's exactly how he replaced his father's love.
With crawdaddies?
With the crawfather's love.
Nah, you know, it's possible. It's possible. But you know, here's the thing. He's talking about TVs and basically they take over your life.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically saying that they can hypnotize you. But let me tell you this.
Okay, are we going full 1984 levels right here?
I'm not sure how far we're going, but I want to say this. TVs aren't the only thing that can hypnotize. You know what else can?
Mesmer.
Alex
from the 1960s.
Fucking Jones.
No shit.
Suddenly, they all gravitate around the television. The flicker rate, designed and picked in animal and human studies to put you into a suggestible, hypnotized, suspended disbelief, false reality. This is literally the key. People are in a trance. I can't state that enough. That's it. That's why they're so dumb. That's why you can't get through to them. That's why they're so suggestible. I don't even try to be manipulative now, and I can just walk directly up to police and basically start programming them. I can walk up to women and start programming.
Wait, what?
Start talking to them, literally using basic systems that they use in television, and the people literally go back into trances, and I'm not even a hypnotist, and have never even studied it.
Identification. You don't need to see his identification.
Alex Jones is a Jedi.
You're looking for.
Alex Jones will be starring in the next Star Wars film,
now,
The Last Jedi.
Police, because they're about the hardest
21.
On
exactly.
average, because actually live in the real world, and I'm not
and
glorifying
the movie
police
Interstellar.
Here. They actually live in the real world, see what's going on. They're not watching a lot of television. They're having to interact with people. They're having to deal with all sorts of crises constantly. And so that's why I say police are more awake than anybody in the country on average, except for the military. And the military is awake because they've seen the corruption. They've seen arms and legs blown off. They've seen dead kids. They've seen the bid rigging.
But like, so he's saying that he can hypnotize anybody and just tap into their programming.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
No. He can.
Okay. Fine.
That's true.
But his secondary thesis there is that.
That's why he kept his kids.
Oh, yeah. He hypnotized that judge.
Or maybe that's why he lost his kid.
Because he's hypnotizing those kids.
Yeah.
And his wife can fucking tell. But like, he goes on and he's like, the police and the military, they're more awake.
Right. Cause now, they see dead bodies all the time.
Well, that's one theory.
Right.
The other theory is Alex Jones knows good goddamn and well that his demographic is largely police and military, and he knows not to insult them. So he says everybody else is stupid.
Yeah.
But just so happens that the people that tend to like my show are way smarter than everybody else.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how smart the people who watch his show is. Also, yeah.
Everybody's fucking stupid except the people who donate to our show. It's bizarre. I don't know why.
For $10 a month, we can also talk about
I just don't know why it is that there's such a, like, a weird one-to-one comparison of people who, like, donate money to us and not idiots. Like, I don't know why there is just that relation.
It's
I have
weird.
No idea. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's fucking strange.
It's absolutely nuts.
We'll probably never know why that is the case, but I've read studies.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have. I've read white papers about it, and people who give me money are fucking brilliant, but everyone else is so dumb.
Well, that's because, and I don't like revealing this on the show. This should be an off-air conversation.
Okay.
But
are you sure?
You can tap into their programming, right?
I can hypnotize people.
I knew it!
Yeah.
I knew it!
Yeah, why do you think you're
this
here?
This isn't how I act off air.
No.
I'm a regular person out there. I'm not angry. Oh, shit! You're hypnotizing me now.
I'm giving you the evil cross eye.
You so.
So, Alex is a hypnotist. But he, you know, he uses his powers for good. He hates the Matrix.
I'm glad he does. Also, does he, so this whole idea, the whole good old days narrative.
Right.
Is does he think people were smarter before TV? Because he just said people have only gotten dumber and dumber. So does he think that before TV, everyone was just walking around with this advanced knowledge?
Yeah.
Just this, like, the interstellar program was actually paused because of TV. Like, that's what's really going on.
Well, like, back when people would just go down to the creek and go fishing and stare at the stars, everyone was geniuses. Like, before education and stuff.
Right, you know, right.
Everyone was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Now, it's all these pencil necks with their TVs and their education.
Chicken necks.
I apologize.
How dare you?
I'm using my colloquial terms.
I prefer.
Which I learned from being raised by crawdads.
You had two crawdads, though. Which Alex would not like at all. You know, that whole fucking accepting two crawdads thing, it's just social programming.
It wasn't until the Supreme Court, legalized crawdad relations. Yep.
But Alex, you know, he just thinks that it's part of the conditioning and it's part of this matrix that we're in. And Alex has some thoughts about the matrix. And
because then he watched the matrix.
Yes. And then he says something incredibly dumb.
Okay.
And I realize that everything is about getting people to take the red pill and just for themselves see what's around them. You're never going to tell them about it. They've got to see it. What did Morpheus say to Neo? One cannot be told about the Matrix. And by the way, all I'm offering is the truth before you take that red pill. You say you're taking it. All I'm offering is the truth. But I got to tell you, folks, it's like weightlifting. I'm getting back into weightlifting, getting back into shape. It just feels so good. And when I get like
it's
dumbbells.
It's a lot like whatever I'm doing on 20 that
pound
day.
Dumbbells on a bench press are heavier than 60, 70, 100 pound dumbbells. Because I'm not used to lifting a light weight from muscle memory 20 years ago. I'm used to lifting a heavy weight. And it's the same thing. It's like an atmosphere. It's like a plant. That isn't in the wind, that isn't in the rain, will not thrive.
Idiot.
A plant that's in the wind and rain will grow and thrive from the pressure. What do they say? Pain is weakness leaving the body. Well, it's the same thing mentally. You're meant to be in the real world. Your ancestors, folks, drove mastodons off cliffs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They drove mastodons off cliffs.
We need to get back to that time when everybody...
They also couldn't write.
But they could draw... They could draw about how they drove mastodons off cliffs.
Some of them.
That's how we got to the stars.
But, the people who say, pain is weakness leaving the body, first of all, are blowhard assholes or they're, gym shirt. Those are the people who say that.
Well, and that's, again, we're back at his base right there. And also that red pill thing is the bullshit men's activists or men's right assholes.
It's the big community.
It's the Trump voters. It's the white supremacists. It's the Gamergate fuckheads.
Yep.
This is all dudes. This is all fucking dudes. All of that. I used to lift 60 pound, 100 pound, 1,000 pound, 1,000,000 pound dumbbells.
And that's why I can't lift lightweights.
That's why I can't lift lightweights.
Yeah, but also it's been pointed out.
I can chase a mastodon off a cliff, though.
It's been pointed out a fucking 100 times, but the whole red pill mythology does come from the Matrix, a movie made by trans women, and is being co-opted by.
Nope.
You know, chauvinist
fake news.
Communities.
They weren't trans at the time, and as we all know,
right.
The only reason they did that.
Was as a fuck
TV.
You? Oh, that's
TV.
It.
They were hypnotized.
The other thing I was thinking about this red pill idea quite a bit lately, and I realized that our society really took a wrong turn when a bunch of people realized that they could present being tricked as being red pilled. You know what I mean? Alex is tricking people.
Right.
Most of these online communities that are about men's rights and these sorts of things are tricking people into falling into their worldview. They're not opening up anybody's eyes to truth or reality or, oh, you're in a matrix, man.
Right.
If there's any community of people who are actually doing that, and I'm not saying this with like whole cloth, broadly speaking,
mm-hmm.
like some of these hallucinogen based communities, maybe.
I think some of these DMT folk.
Maybe.
I think what we're seeing with the red pill stuff is just yet another justification for doing what you already wanted to do.
Right, but the idea of it is not just I have taken a red pill, it's getting others to do it too.
Right.
It's evangelical in nature. And the idea is tricking people. It's almost like an intellectual pyramid scheme. Like, you don't get much out of it unless you get other people to fall in line with your ideas.
Yeah.
Or else you're... I mean,
yeah, like let's say religion.
Well, one men's rights activist alone isn't like, that's a sad looking dude. That's that's all of them are.
They're
really
all sad dudes.
Right. But if they have a community wherein they become an echo chamber for themselves, then they can talk shit on women all they want. And
yeah.
They can do like, oh yeah, you know, men are really the victims in society and shit like that. God, and they have sounding boards they can go off of. That's why they need to evangelize. Cause just standing alone and saying that is like, well, I mean, I hope your apartment's well decorated.
I mean, but that's any collective, that's any collective community entirely though. Like, even small towns have that same echo chamber of like, isn't it so great to live in a small town?
Sure.
And everybody just keeps pinging it back and forth across each other. That's what corrals people into those small towns.
The problem is, in that case, some parts of it are great. Some parts of small town living are fantastic.
I'm sure some parts of being a men's rights activist are great. You have all those dudes. You get to hang out with dudes all day. You know how great it is hanging out with a shit ton of sweaty, angry, fucking aligned, like, no, monstrous dudes?
Not thrilled with it.
Haven't you ever had the joy of going to a gym room? A gym room.
I've been to a gym room.
Yeah. No. You've had the joy of watching that dude grunt and scream and then high five his bros because, oh.
It's not great.
It's the best.
You know what is the best though?
What is the best?
Back when we used to go to church.
Oh.
That was the best.
I remember back when I used to go to church.
Wasn't it the best?
It was the best.
So.
I loved it.
This next clip, as someone who's gone to a lot of church, and I'm sure you're in the same boat.
Lot of church.
This is not a great sermon. But it is a sermon.
Okay.
It's somewhere between a sermon and fucking Alex Jones trying to hype a match at the next pay-per-view between himself and the devil.
Okay.
And it's a little long, but I want it to play all the way through.
That's actually kind of a great sermon. If you think, I would much rather have had my pastor go up there and be like,
Sunday.
If you want to see a fight between me and the devil, let you know I have the Lord on my side. I will pin him in three moves. Or I'm thinking he's going to play chess with death. I'm not sure which one.
The prior is closer to what Alex is about to do. And I'm going to say mic down on this one and just let it ride.
Okay. Cause
this is fucking crazy.
Okay.
And I want to say in the middle of this on the screen, they flash up the Wikipedia page for Satan. So like as
the
a reference.
Wiki for, oh, okay. Good.
In the middle of it while he's yelling about the devil, they just flash the Wikipedia for the devil.
You know how great that is? Because you can't really flash up any verses of the Bible wherein they talk about the devil.
Not really. Anyway, no. Here we go.
We are being sucked in to the dehumanizing evil and the animation. The animation that I want people to come up with.
I'm sorry. I forgot I had to interrupt because I forgot to set it up totally correctly. He's also wanting people to draw an animation.
Oh,
he wants a cartoon.
He wants other people to do.
Yeah, he's doing a contest. But he's very lackluster about pitching it. So
okay.
I have to explain. He wants people to do like, draw a cartoon of this. And he's describing it. And that's where he loses his shit.
Okay.
You don't have to have a contest. People pay people $10,000, even though it's great. You should do it for humanity. Do it for art. That's how we'll defeat the tyrants.
Do it for free.
Is giving the human art, the human spirit expression to jam the culture wave of the mind control that would have to take our free will, dumb us down, and put us in a trance to control us. That is the ultimate sin against free will. God gives us free will. The enemy, the devil,
the
deceiver, the accuser, get behind me, Satan. What does Satan do? Gets in front of you on our road to the stars. Satan gets in front of human development.
He doesn't even
Satan
use the turn
only
signal.
Gives us mutated technologies and mutated systems that control us and dumb us down in an attempt to play God and build an artificial system to predict the future. The devil doesn't have omnipresence. The devil is trying to use humans made in the image of God to build a God machine to be able to understand the future and decipher everything. The devil only knows how to con people and manipulate people because he is a magician. He is a deceiver. He is a fraud. He is a lie. He is not one trillionth what the creator is. To hell with the devil. Straight to the pit with Satan. Down with Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Get behind me, Satan. Down with the devil. Down with the fraud. Get out of the road. Get behind me.
Move, bitch.
You understand that? Get out of the road, New World Order. Get out of my mind. Get out of my free will. Get out of my way. Humanity is going interstellar. And this great challenge of the devil and the smartphones and the NSA and the culture destroying and the chemicals in the water and the war on the family, it's all coming down. It's all going down. It's the test. We're going through the fire, in, through, and beyond, in the animating contest of liberty. The devil doesn't give you the animating contest. The devil lies and tells you that he gave you what God gave you. God gave you your gifts. God gave you your power. The devil lies and says, sell your soul to me and I will give you gifts. The devil will do nothing but pervert the gifts of the creator. We are made, think about that, in the image of the master builder, the supreme architect of the universe. And idiots will go, that's a Masonic. No, the Bible says the heavens are the handiwork, the signature. Of course they are. All of it. This whole creation. And we are made in the image and the likeness in our mind, in our body, in our form of the supreme entity that has built the entire interdimensional system that our minds cannot even begin to imagine. And the devil has a good idea of that, and the devil wants that, because the devil is never a maker. The devil is a taker and a twister and a counterfeiter from the beginning, and a fraud with a false light of black sunshine. And I've got a lot of news to cover, but
you hear that at the end? I got a lot of news.
I got a lot to get through there.
4 minutes, he screams about the devil, and they're like, oh, I got a lot of news to get over here. You know what that is? That's I gotta fill time.
Yeah, exactly.
I got no idea what happened to this Malaysian plane.
What is he fucking talking about either? He's talking about the animation content.
Well, here's the problem. Because there's two things at play here. There is a contest that he's trying to run, because he's saying, I shouldn't have to give $10,000. You should do this for free for creativity.
Right.
And he's talking about an animation that he wants.
Which, if you are a graphic designer, you hear a lot.
But if you're also, he does this all the time, and he still does this to this day. He talks about the animating contest of liberty.
Oh, okay.
And it's what makes us alive. So he, like, animating as opposed to us not being
automatons of the like.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he's talking about an animation contest, but also talking about the animating contest of liberty.
That's like a lot going on.
It's tough.
He's asking animation contests to mean a lot all at the same time.
So now if we want to parse that down, God created us in his own image. And yes. The devil,
which is how we know he's a man.
The devil wants,
because he never would have created a woman in his own image.
The devil,
yes,
wants what we have. He wants to make a God machine.
Yeah.
In order to tell the future.
That's what I would do.
Sure.
If I was the devil, oh, that's the main goal.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you do that? Smartphones.
Destroy the family.
The NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Killing crawdads.
Sure.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Yeah. I mean,
he's trying to steal the power that God gave you.
Right. The devil is.
What? Do we have a reason for that?
Nope.
Like, does he have a goal?
Nope.
Like, his goal is to create a God machine,
because,
right,
he wants to know the future.
What's the end game there?
He wants to know the future so he can control the present, or
something like that. But
that's what he thinks. I mean, it's not really about a literal devil, even though he is yelling about the devil. It's all about the globalists.
Right, right. No, that's a good point.
It's
the globalists want to create a god machine.
It's just a convoluted metaphor when he's screaming about biblical scripture and the literal devil.
Right.
It really comes down to that's a lot of fun and he's losing it, but it's just filling time.
Yeah.
He's not saying anything. And it's bad. Like if you were like, if I went to church and someone was yelling that, I'd be like, oh, gotta tiptoe out of here.
I'd be like, this is a great church.
I've never seen any, pastor lose it like that, but thankfully.
You've never seen some of the guys who handle snakes though.
I've seen videos.
Yeah, but I mean, I went to a church that had that. Oh yeah.
Did you get bit?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I got bit by the Wolf Schmidt, but that was a whole different, that's a whole different thing.
So Alex screams about the devil, and thankfully he gets the we're going to break sign, and he goes to break.
Right.
And then
he's got a lot of news to cover.
He comes back from break, a little bit introspective about his rants, and then it quickly turns bigoted.
I realize why I come in here and rant sometimes and start preaching. I look at all this news and it's so insane and it's so scientifically being deployed on record that if people would just wake up and see it, it would all be over.
Wake it up.
But people have been eased in from birth into the lie, into the fraud, and it's basically all they know now. A major feminist group, which is actually anti-feminine, what they've done to women, done to the human species.
Sure. Why not?
Have come out and said they want to ban the word bossy because it's associated with women henpecking. Well, women are supposed to be bossy with their children. They're not supposed to be bossy with their men, and they're never happy when they are bossy. But men are supposed to act like men as well, so I don't blame women. But feminist control freaks want to ban the word bossy, campaign backed by banks, oil companies, and transnational corporations.
Sure.
Yeah, the
World
Bank is sponsoring South by Southwest, one of the main sponsors, and they are sponsoring Bloomberg and a move to ban our guns. That piece of filth came here, and that's why we're going to have an open carry armed march. There's an article up on Infowars.com.
So there he gets into his march a little bit there at the end, just to give you guys a little flavor of
right.
that. He's just pissed off about the world, so he gets into these rants, but these feminists.
Oh, they're actually anti-feminine.
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 See, now this is actually a really interesting, example of some feminist push that Alex is mad about. Because it's one of the ones that I can really understand what they're saying a lot better, and Alex is missing it entirely. So basically, the whole thing about, like, you know, Beyonce had that campaign about, the word bossy being, sort of negative.
Right.
That is a great example.
Well, that's why Tim Allen is off the air now.
That's
the worst. That's the worst, Tim Allen.
I don't know. I never watched Home Improvement. I don't fucking care.
No, it's the new show that just got canceled.
But that line is from the old Home Improvement.
Yeah. No, I know.
The new show got canceled because he's a conservative.
Makes sense.
Didn't. Actually.
I buy it.
The budget was way too high. His salary was ridiculous.
Nope. Conservatives. Can't have different voices on ABC. It's got to be because of the feminists.
So, but to this point about the feminists, I hear a campaign like that, and what I hear is, I don't enjoy it when you use this kind of language. It makes me feel bad. That's what I hear, and my response to it is, that makes sense. All right, no big deal. I'll just change my behavior a little bit out of courtesy. No big deal. I just won't call you bossy. If that is like a gendered insult that people throw around, and I'm not sensitive to it because I'm not a woman, and maybe your experience is different.
All I'm saying is Alex Jones needs a safe space.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't experience these things. If I knew that, what we should have done is had a trigger warning to let him know that we were going to be saying the word bossy. Cause I know he would be really angry there. I love his angle on it. Women are never happy when they're bossy.
No.
It's not what they're supposed to. You know, women are only happy when they're doing what they're supposed to do.
They're not supposed to boss their men around.
Uh-uh.
But men aren't men.
No.
So.
And men need to act like men.
Yeah, they need to hit women more or something, I guess. Back in the good old days or something.
Yeah.
But you understand the difference between my perspective on it and how Alex interprets it? He interprets it as they're trying to outlaw this word. They're trying to ban this word. They're trying to take away my ability to say things that hurt.
Free speech!
And it's like, you can.
Free speech!
You can still say it, but.
First Amendment!
You can still say it, but once people have alerted you to the fact that it doesn't make them feel good, now you just gotta wrestle with the fact that you're choosing to, you know, make people not feel good.
Well, I mean, I hate it when people tell me not to use racial slurs.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's horrible.
What kind of asshole gets angry that it's like.
Alex.
Fine. Don't use the word bossy because that has a connotation of you're often telling women you're acting bad for the way that I think you should.
How I like think that, women should.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the word bossy when used in that regard, means, you know,
and
it means that Alex you're supposed to be subjugated.
Well, and Alex's analysis of, you know, women are never happy when they're bossy. They shouldn't boss their men around.
Right.
It shows that that's where his head is. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. No, women should never boss men around.
No.
1 Timothy 2:11.
Sure.
Let a woman learn in all submissiveness. I permit no woman to have authority over man, for Adam was created before Eve.
Suck it, Alex Jones. We just quoted scripture.
Yeah, which you apparently cannot do.
You can give the broad strokes, though, and that's important.
We will be putting that scripture up on Knowledge Fight so you guys can confirm for yourself.
No, we're going to get shirts. New shirts.
Instead of 1 Timothy. Instead of John 3:16, people are holding 1 Timothy 2:11 shirts up. Whoa.
So speaking of her.
Which it is fun for me how little these assholes who call themselves Christians. Like, if you're going to be a men's rights activist, wouldn't that be the first Bible verse you put up?
Sure.
Right? That's my justification. I have the Bible behind me. I'm a Christian. I have that stuff.
You would think.
They do not read the Bible at all.
Mm-hmm.
None at all.
Well.
Because if you read the Bible, you kind of stop believing in the Bible.
They're too busy being sucked in by TVs and
yeah,
the Matrix.
Yeah, well.
So before we had all this technology, though, Alex Jones used to get information the old school way.
Pony Express?
There's similarities. I'll let him explain.
Okay.
And I was reading it out of a technology publication that somebody mailed me before it was in CBS News, NBC News a few years before, and people said I was a liar.
I was on air
with the biotech technology magazine because I used to have listeners. They still do it. But back then it was precious because the web wasn't very big. They would send me publications. Hey, here's MIT publication. Hey, here's Stanford publication. Hey, here, it's a lot more serious. Hey, I'm an engineer at UT. Come on down. And I would be let in, you know, and they'd go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them. I just don't even know what to tell people anymore.
I don't even know what to tell people anymore.
Yeah,
clearly.
What?
Clearly. So he goes down to UT.
Now,
he goes down to UT.
Look, that is a bad experiment. I don't understand why you would do that experiment.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand what the goal of that experiment would be to figure out.
Watch monkeys watch TV.
But that would be pretty fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. You don't know what to tell people anymore. But so he goes down to UT.
An engineer at UT.
Yes. He pushes a button and then there's hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains.
Did the button manifest the monkeys, or did it just raise some curtains?
I'm not sure.
was it just like to me? I see the blast shield doors.
Totally.
And he presses the button, and they all fly up, and you just see a shit ton of monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible.
Well, I mean, if you put an infinite number of monkeys watching TV. You get a new girl. I don't know. I don't know what reference to make there.
So he talks a little bit more about it. We can get a little bit more insight into these monkeys. You thought that was it. No, it's not.
I'm just trying to warn you folks.
Uh-oh.
The television is
Uh-oh.
A giant
Fake
LED
crime.
Weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards.
That's how we got chimeras. With their human eyes just watching TV and crying.
I've seen it over closed circuit television. It was punched up. in a DARPA facility. The labs are funded by DARPA.
I thought it was at UT.
And let me tell you, they're training to fuck. Oh, God, I can't. I almost started cussing. Excuse me. I just, folks, it's getting to me. And I'm realizing that half measures are not going to defeat this operation.
We need twice
they
as many monkeys.
They have thousands of monkeys at facilities all over the world. They have hundreds at this facility with wires in their brains in a 40-year program. It just keeps going. With flicker rates to mind control them and to test them to then deploy the weapon system against you. Of course governments were going to do this.
So yeah, of course they're going to do that.
Of course.
So he made,
why wouldn't you? If I were a government, that's the first thing I would do.
He made one unfortunate piece of information public in that sort of fucking rant or whatever it was. And he said that
fever dream is more like it.
Well, he was saying that it's in Bastrop, which is a town in Texas.
I thought he said it was at UT or whatever.
No, that was that's where he pressed a button.
Right.
And then he said he saw it over closed circuit.
Okay.
There's a monkey ranch in Bastrop, which is a town in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have looked into this.
I want a monkey ranch so bad.
I've looked into this.
Okay.
There is a place called the Screaming Monkey Ranch, and it's basically a bar.
Wait. That's what?
There's some outdoorsy shit to it, but I found their Facebook page. And it's mostly a tiki bar. There's pictures of people drinking Gentleman's Jack. There's a guy who looks like someone I know drinking at the bar.
Yeah, but that's their public face. Would you hide a monkey ranch? You would make people think it was just a regular bar. It's just a name. You hide it in public. It's in the white papers. They're doing this program in front of everybody, in front of you.
Right.
You're just hypnotized by the idea of bars.
There's only 5-star reviews. One of my favorite places and some of my favorite people in the world. That was from 3 months ago.
NSA.
I love this unique ranch. Good friends and great times.
UT engineers.
Tiki bar at the Screaming Monkey Ranch, Camp Swift.
Men's rights activists.
They have an Instagram page.
I don't believe in Instagram. Fake news.
Fake news. Looks like they have ceramic elephants, some goats, fake boats where people can drink. Yeah, it looks very nefarious, and there's probably tons of torture experiments that are going on there. He shouldn't have said Bastrop, because that you can just Google that and find the Screaming Monkey Ranch, which is clearly what he's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
How big is fucking Bastrop?
Absolutely.
Now, I guess if you want to go like full crazy, which we might as well. This is the podcast.
This is where we are.
You know how in like Roswell, they have the novelty Roswell restaurants there?
Exactly.
Screaming Monkey Ranch could be a reference to how many monkeys scream at the
Makes perfect sense to me.
At the actual research center. It could be a joke name.
If only it was a pizza place.
It's
Then we'd know all about it.
Yeah, then we'd find out about their non-existent basement.
Oh, man, that's where they keep all the monkeys.
So.
And the monkey pedophiles.
So, Bastrop seems on the up and up.
Also, a 40-year program?
Yeah, monkeys don't live that long.
No, they don't live that long. But what would you be doing for 40 years?
Also, it's like, if you're talking about monkeys, you're not. You're talking about apes, just to be very specific.
Nope, monkeys.
You're not going to get many great experiments on monkeys.
Why not?
Because chimpanzees are what you really
Capuchins.
Want. No, you don't want to experiment
Capuchins.
On capuchins. No.
That's what they do. They watch TV.
You don't want a bonobo. Wait, that's an ape.
Yeah.
You don't want a gibbon.
That's our second closest ancestor, or it's chimpanzees
and
bonobos
are
pretty much right on there.
They're super close.
Which is the evolutionary theory of human beings. Bonobos fuck a lot, and chimpanzees will rip your face off, and that's mm-hmm. pretty much where we are.
Yep, we're somewhere in the middle. So I don't believe you, Alex, and let's transition this to another thing I don't believe him about.
Look at the InfoWars.com articles.
Nope.
Obama Surgeon General pick. Guns are public health issues. See, England's about 2 steps ahead
yes!
of us on this. Or about five
they
years ahead of us. Here's the article from yesterday. Doctors forced to become state snitches to spot radical parents, and the mayor of London has called for anyone who's a nationalist or conservative to have their children taken. This is mainstream news.
Nope. Yep.
And by the way, they are taking them. Visitors that come
to the Screaming Monkey
especially
ranch.
From Eastern Europe who have the babies they can sell for 300, 400,000 pounds are having their kids taken at the airports for no reason. So there's now emergency advisories going out not to travel to England because they will. The CPS will grab your children at the airport. Or if you're seen yelling at your kids are gone. They'll be in a Saudi dungeon being gang raped pretty quickly. Now, continuing here.
Harsh.
Wait, what?
Harsh.
So London is taking your kids away and sending them to Saudi dungeons?
They're selling them. Yeah, they're selling your kids.
Dude. I'm not saying that I have a Tor browser for this reason. I am saying that I'm sure you can buy a kid for a lot cheaper than that.
$300,000?
Oh, way cheaper.
I don't even want to engage that line of thinking. I have
cheaper.
It's too horrifying.
Let me tell you something. Human life is not as expensive as you might think.
No, you can just make it. It turns out. But like,
the gestation period is too long. Doesn't take as long.
The very idea that if you yell at your kids at the airport,
yep,
they're going to take them and sell them.
Exactly.
Nonsense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Absolute nonsense.
Because if you're in the airport, right, and you're a fine, upstanding citizen, you know, mm-hmm. and your kids this one time apparently have not made you mad enough to yell at them, you look at those parents yelling at their kids and you're like, oh, somebody should take those kids away and sell them.
I've seen parents hit their kids in public and at the airport. No, but in public and at the airport.
I was hit in public.
Well, and I've seen people not do anything about it. Even security guards and shit. So
nobody helped me out.
No, who cares? That's fucking stupid.
It's fucking stupid.
The thing I want to more point out though is in comparison to his modern tone, he's not saying things that are different. Like he's still saying that your kids are going to get snatched up. And sent to dungeons and what have you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's still saying that same stuff, but his tone is so different. Now he's like, and this, he's just like, they're going to end up in a Saudi dungeon.
It is very matter of fact.
It's flippant.
Yeah.
It's harsh and flippant.
Yeah, no.
I don't enjoy it.
Are you sure?
It's a little bit different. I like to note these differences between current Alex and past Alex.
Right.
Especially when he's saying the same things, but now everything is so black and white, whereas before, I don't believe he believes that.
No. He's kind of on, I would say in this, like from what we've done as far as our previous time travel episodes, this is kind of autopilot Alex Jones to me. Like he's been doing the show for 19 years at this point, and he's just kind of got he's in his like little flow there. Mm-hmm. And now, we're seeing him taken completely out of that 20-year flow.
True.
And he is always under attack. He's hitched his wagon to the worst president in history.
Yeah.
Before Trump was elected, I even did a bit about it where, the worst president in history was Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, nope, unequivocally, Trump is the single worst president in the history of the United States.
With a nice Andrew Jackson fetish, no less.
Well, if you're going to pick one, you might as well go whole hog.
Right. If you're going to be number one, you might as well admire number two.
Absolutely.
So, in other...
That's why I admire Pol Pot.
He was a great co-host.
I just don't have the power.
He was a great podcast co-host.
He was amazing.
Yeah. So this next clip is sort of a demonstration.
It was him and Ed McMahon for
hi-yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Killing Fields.
Oh, fuck me.
So, I referenced, I think that last clip demonstrates
very different publishers clearinghouse at your door.
So that last clip,
I want to go on this Pol Pot rant.
I'm done with
for
it.
Forever.
I'm
no,
fucking done with
forever.
It.
Forever.
Done.
I'm going to interrupt you 20 more times in a row.
I give a fucking try.
Hey, listen, we got to get to this next thing.
You're an asshole.
No, go ahead. We got to get to this next thing. I'm going to let you talk.
Can't interrupt that which does not speak. So,
listen, you're taking my Taoist philosophy a little bit too far, okay?
That last clip, I believe, demonstrated something that is different about Alex in the past and the present.
Right.
This next clip is something that clearly hasn't changed, and that is Alex's accidental willingness to outsource it. Because he snitches on his cousin pretty
on
hard.
On his cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, these troops are now coming back, and believe me, they're not depressed anymore because they're not humans anymore. Oh, by the way, it came out about a month ago in Wired Magazine. They're now admitting what I was already told years ago. They're brain-chipping troops who sign waiver forms to not be depressed anymore. The guys, type in chips to help with PTSD or brain implants to help with PTSD.
You know, Doritos Cool Ranch.
Cousin, who's now got out of the military after 30 years. And last few years, he was in secret operations in Mexico. and he says it's corrupt. He won't tell me everything about it. He says that's why he's getting out. But
he needed that. He needed that source to know it's corrupt.
Of course, the State Department, Northcom, run everything. But the point is that, oh, yeah, there it is. We've got all the articles about brain chips. No, that's the one about PTSD and brain chips. That's blast to the head, primed brains for PTSD study says. No, the exact headline to pull it up would be implants to help with PTSD.
Hey, Alex, why don't you sort this out pre-show? Do a little bit of prep. You're a professional.
In troops. And then it's articles about brain implants that shows a guy in the chair getting a brain implant and how easy it is. It's a small hole, and then there's no more pain. Brain implants. But
God, I would take one of those.
This
in
is
a
about
heartbeat.
8 years ago. He goes, I got to apologize to you.
Put me back in the Matrix.
And he goes, they called us in, the officers, and said, special forces are going to be getting chips, but you're not allowed to tell anybody. And it's going to start with the non-commissioned officers. And then next time I ask anybody, he says, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Well, see, I went on air and told everybody they're putting chips in people at that time. Now it's admitted. That's for their safety, of course. And Mexican police are getting them. And the attorney general got them, I don't know, 10 years ago in Mexico for kidnapping or whatever. But I went, oh, if you have the chip in
what
Miami and in the Baja Beach Club.
He got them to help him kidnap.
It was so trendy and so cool. And that's all South by Southwest is a big exercise and want to be chipped and how wonderful it is and how fantastic it is and how super duper it is. And my point is, this is all just going on.
It is. It's all going on.
I thought that was Burning Man.
No.
My bad.
No.
Coachella?
Coachella. There's
no,
also
okay.
Chip stuff there.
There we go.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of the stuff that he's talking about in terms of troops are experimental PTSD treatments. And, you know, sure, it sounds pretty unconventional, but also there's a rash of suicides that are happening with returning veterans.
It's and, the number one killer of American troops.
Yeah, and so the idea that someone would try something unconventional in order to stem the tide of these suicides doesn't seem nefarious to me.
Well, the ones that they, like the most recent studies that I've read about have been them just giving
mushrooms?
LSD.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Psilocybin or LSD.
And it turns out it helps a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of therapeutic use to hallucinogens, which is why I was saying the red pilling, the real version of it, could be hallucinogens,
yeah,
to some extent. But I don't want to fully step into that world because some people are real idiots.
Yeah, no
kidding. Take hallucinogens.
Well, I mean, if you donate $50 a month to the Patreon, one, we'll do a time travel episode, and two, we'll take a bunch of mushrooms and time travel. Uh-huh. That is what we will do.
I could not handle that.
No.
Anyway, the more important thing there is that within that, like, it would be so easy to figure out who his cousin is.
Yeah.
His cousin was doing secret work in Mexico, just got out of the army.
Yeah.
There's got it. That alone narrows him down who he is.
Nope.
He just said on a fucking public broadcast that his cousin was leaking secret information to him.
Well, he wasn't allowed to talk about it.
But he did, clearly.
Well, he put it on air at that time, but, you know, his cousin wasn't allowed to talk about it.
That's a felony.
No, it's fine if Alex Jones talks about it, because his cousin didn't talk about it.
His cousin talked to him about it.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't
either. Do you know how I know that his cousin is not responsible for it?
Mm.
Hypnotism!
Alex, okay, you're right. Alex is probably lying, but if he's not lying...
That's a crime.
Yeah. His cousin, he's just snitched on his cousin for a felony.
Yeah.
Great use of your time, Alex. Go back to ranting about the devil.
Commit more felonies,
you
Alex.
You won't put your fucking family in the hopper. You talk about the globalists destroying the family. You're out here snitching on your cousin. Fucking punk ass Alex.
Maybe
anyway,
he doesn't like his cousin that much.
Could be.
That could be it.
He got a brain chip now. He's not the same guy. He's not even human.
I love that the attorney general for Mexico, which... Is that a position?
I don't know. I would assume.
He got chipped 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's like a tracking chip in case he got kidnapped or something like that. That's how I heard what Alex said.
I mean, that's basically find my phone.
Basically, what
that's find my iPhone.
Basically, what you do with any dog
yeah.
that you adopt,
ah.
or low jack on a car,
or horses, or like traveling killer whales,
sure.
or dolphins, mm-hmm. or frankly,
but
the Russians did it to Trump, so I think we're fine there too.
But I do get it in terms of like why that's weird with humans. I get it. There's privacy issues. You don't want to be forcefully chipped or something like that. As far as GPS chips go,
right.
The other, we can't open the floodgate of
yeah.
chip talk because
it would be terrible if everyone had a device they carried with them at all times with GPS technology
right.
that somebody could possibly hack into. Or maybe there's a fucking, what's it called? Entry point or whatever it is that's put in there specifically for the NSA to follow you wherever you are. It can be turned into a recording device at any
right.
goddamn point in time. Like all of this shit, it would be insane if that was possible.
Stop ranting. You have a fucking iPhone.
I do.
Yeah. So come on.
Well, anytime right now I have it in the refrigerator and definitely not right next to me.
You could have like a fucking sidekick or something like that. No one's hacking a sidekick.
Nah.
You'd chirp people.
I mean, frankly, at this point, who cares?
Just get walkie-talkies.
If they want to find me, they can find me. I'm connected to the... all the shit I say is released on the internet now.
It's true. Said some horrible stuff on this, yeah. this pod.
Yeah, which is why you should use Signal. my advice to everyone listening to this, download Signal. It's got double-ended encryption. You're much better off.
That is the public service announcement that we would like to give. The public service announcement that Alex would like to give in this next clip
uh-huh.
is that the civil rights movement wasn't that great. But not for the reasons you'd think. It's not racist. Really.
It's because they
didn't love guns.
I swear to God, he has no idea the history of the civil rights movement.
Look,
zero understanding of that.
I'm putting words in his mouth slightly. What I'm trying to say is that he believes that his gun march is more important than civil rights.
Oh, well,
that's more what I meant.
That's obviously true.
Anyway, here we go.
But I guess there's going to be 30, 40 people already that are saying they're going to show up with their firearms. We've done this a lot. We did it at the Alamo, even though they said it was illegal in San Antonio. No, it's not. We have the state law on our side. We marched with the land commissioner armed. And we defeated the enemy by exercising our rights. We went and voted. We went and ate at the lunch counter. We sat at the front of the bus. And you can just go straight to hell if you don't like it. Anyways, hardcore human rights, God-given rights, true civil rights movement, true liberalism in Thomas Jefferson vein of guns and property and family and consciousness and free association tomorrow with Jacardi Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and the Patriots are going to be marching.
Oh, well, I'd go.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I think I may go down there.
Listen, you're flat, Alex. You're flat.
A little pitchy, dog. So, yeah, that's not great.
I can't think of any reasons why. I think it's obvious that if you are a large group of all white men,
mm-hmm.
the only corollary to your situation...
You're so off base already.
Oh.
Jacari Jackson's a black dude and Leanne McAdoo's a woman.
So oh, well, then we're... That, you're right.
Yeah.
Retract my argument!
Thank you. So this next clip, Alex Jones says some things about...
Also, I would love to know if they actually went.
I think they did. I bet they did.
Oh,
but I
man,
I don't know.
What a bummer of a day for them.
So this next clip, Alex Jones talks a little bit about foreign influence in the government, which is a little bit...
I bet he's against it.
It's a little appropriate nowadays. Let's see what he has to say about particularly Rahm Emanuel.
We are being usurped by degenerate criminal scum with a criminal instinct to disarm us. To try to control reality, how they're the trendies, and we gotta do what they say. They're a pack of weak, chicken-neck, criminal scum. Stop letting them dictate reality.
Where
Stop letting them sabotage humanity. Stop letting them jack with everybody.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
I think it might be Keith Olbermann.
And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
There goes that foreign agent. He is an officer in the Israeli military. Rahm Emanuel. People say, why are you bashing Israel? I don't want Russians being the White House chief of staff. I don't want Chinese, you know, Chinese military officers, the White House chief of staff.
Oh, it'd be terrible if it was a fucking Nazi, too. How bad would that be?
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Is there any position that the GOP and the people who support them have taken now where you literally, every single position they take, you can go back a very short period of time and find them in the exact opposite position.
More or less, yeah.
There are zero people free of this.
Well, it's especially endemic now because we had Obama in office.
Right.
And they hated him so much. And...
Well, they would do... I mean, fucking McConnell said it. You know, my only job is to make sure that he is not allowed... He can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, it had nothing to do with governing.
Nope.
And everything to do with, I just don't want him to do anything.
Oh, yeah. And, I forgot about this.
So the craziest part of this is they created the situation that that we're all in, wherein our government is utterly and fucking worthless.
Yeah.
And you can't work with anybody because they already set the precedent of, you can't do it.
Yeah, and you know that you're going to get snake bitten. If you do try and work with someone, they're going to backbite you.
Exactly.
But
they've all lost their goddamn minds.
I totally forgot about this. Today on the show, Roger Stone was going on quite a jag about how Joe McCarthy was a good man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
There were Reds in Hollywood.
Were there? Were they all Reds? Did they get them all? Did they get every single one of them? I'm glad there was no collateral damage there.
And he's like, you know what? Who has real blacklists?
Oh, no.
The Democrats now.
No.
I'm on a blacklist. Like, no, you're not allowed on TV because you keep saying racist shit. You keep calling black anchors on CNN boy and stuff like that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Did he actually do that?
Okay, here's what it was. Stone also repeatedly attacked former CNN analyst Roland Martin when he worked for the network, calling him a, quote, stupid Negro and a fat Negro. So, he also referred to Anna Navarro and Martin as, quote, quota hires by CNN. Roger Stone has stood by his attacks after criticism by Media Matters last year, tweeting, misfits at Media Matters funded by dirty Clinton money try an orchestrated hit on me for calling out idiots Anna Navarro and Roland Martin. It's really not that you called them out. It's you called him a stupid and fat Negro. That's not putting someone on a blacklist. That's like, dude, you just can't. You're not allowed.
Well, I mean,
we find this behavior unacceptable.
He should be on the FBI watch list if he's not already.
Fucking might be. Anyway, McCarthy is cool. But now we're going to get to some meat and potatoes.
Yes.
Because this episode is supposed to be about the Malaysian plane. Again, you'd forgotten already.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's hard not to.
So
after the devil, unless he ties the devil into the reason the Malaysian plane went down, I'm going to forget he's talking about the plane.
Devil went down in Malaysia. He was looking for souls to steal. He's in a bind. He was way behind. He was ready to take down a plane. No, he doesn't do that, but he does think,
theory, Amelia Earhart is the devil.
Plane went down.
Yes.
What can I talk about?
Free association.
9/11.
I told everybody on 9/11 you can remote control aircraft. And the only real phone calls that came out, this ties into Malaysia, then I'm going to go to my guest and get his take just on generally the NSA, everything that's happening, but also on this, because he's talked about hacking these smart devices in your house, in cars, the smart cars, the planes. The point is, in the 80s, they'd flown jumbo jets from California to Australia on record. So I would tell people about this, saying the only real airphone calls, not the fake calls that were 30,000 feet, the FBI later said there was no record of, with the Solicitor General's wife, that all came out. The real airphone calls said there's gas, we can't breathe. So my hypothesis is somebody gassed them, they remote control the aircraft. Regardless, that can happen. Well, we don't know what happened in Malaysia. Could have been a hijacking. They could have flown it somewhere else, changed the transponders. We don't know.
They could have even crashed.
Yeah. So that's a fun 9/11
could have even
theory.
Been pilot error.
Right.
Like 9/11.
So Alex Jones, apparently, I didn't even realize this, that was the theory he landed on, is that they were gassed.
They were gassed.
They gassed the planes, and then they were remote control flown into the buildings.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know what wacky thing he landed on in terms of...
Like, I mean, I guess that's, is that better than a false flag operation?
No, because it is still.
Oh, it is still.
Yeah, because the
Oh, so it would be like the NSA who remote controlled them into
the rogue forces in the government.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Did that.
And this is also, this is also around the Snowden, revelations.
Yeah.
Which is why they're going off on the NSA and the like.
I cut one part out of this episode where he talked about how he was way ahead of Snowden. Be that as it may.
Alex Jones is always way ahead. Yeah. He's got sources. So, one of his sources?
The devil.
Snowden.
Both.
They tag team.
So I looked up that call that Alex was talking about. And it is a real call.
You okay?
And
the one from 9/11.
Yeah. And it is kind of interesting if you read the transcript of it. But it doesn't say that there's gas and we can't breathe.
What does it say?
They were saying that the lady who was on the phone was saying that she believed that someone had used mace and that some people were having trouble breathing. If you want to go really far with it and extrapolate, as Alex loves to do, you could take that to mean, oh, everybody's been gassed. Or you could take it to mean, hey, there's a lot of kernels of this story we don't know.
Right.
One of them might have been an attempt to overtake the attackers with mace, or some of the attackers might have had mace and used it on people to pacify them.
If you had mace, of course you're going to do everything you can.
Sure. There's a number of explanations that fit that call that don't involve the planes being gassed and remote controlled into a building. But anyway, I don't care. So, Jordan.
Yes.
You ready for this?
No.
It's time. We've gone on a very Malaysia plane-less adventure so far throughout this.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change now. But what is going to happen
We're going to go deeper into the zero Malaysia plane situation.
We are. Because Alex Jones gets super defensive about super male vitality, and he starts a commercial that lasts for fucking ever. And I've cut out some parts of it, but just to give you an idea, it's at least like 15 minutes long.
Okay.
So this is how he starts, and it's fucking defensive as shit.
He gets defensive?
So defensive.
How are you selling a product if you're defensive about it?
I don't know. Here we go.
And by the way, this isn't hype. People say, really, Alex? A minority of folks, but I'd say 20-30% of vocal minority in the comments on YouTube and InfoWars, when there's a video or something about this posted, they go, really, man? You know, you claim you got male enhancement drops. Really? Yeah, you bet. 8 superpower herbs concentrated that will blow your freaking socks off.
Sold me. Sold me.
It costs, depending on how we get the wet herbs shipped in and everything, and organic certified and everything.
They ain't even seen bone broth yet. Mm-mm. They ain't got no idea what kind of male enhancement they're about to get.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even know what the fucking future holds.
Male enhancement is coming, baby.
So now, hold on.
Yes.
This is so important for our analysis of Alex Jones.
Yes.
We have speculated for the entirety of the time we've done this podcast that it is basically a boner thing. Right?
It's a boner thing.
So we've talked about it as a pill, and we've been kind of glib. In the same way we said bone pills, caveman with bone pills.
Right.
It's, you know, that's a powder you put in milk or whatever. It turns out we've done a bad job of explaining this. Supermale vitality is a liquid. And it comes in a dropper, and you put it under your tongue, basically.
What?
Yeah, it comes like in an eyedropper bottle. Like it's a liquid. So.
What?
It's weird. But
you take a dropper.
Yes.
You put super male vitality underneath your tongue.
That's how I understand it.
Is there a reason behind that?
I don't know.
Does male vitality come from below the tongue? Is that something I didn't know
about?
Yeah,
it comes from that frenulum down there.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we're going to get into whether or not it's a boner pill at this point.
The time has come.
It has come, and I'm going to tell you this, we're not going to get a direct answer.
Between $10 and $20, it varies each process when they make it.
That is bananas.
I could put out a male enhancement herb that would give people some effect for like $5 is what it would cost me instead of $20. Nobody puts out products that cost $20. I'm about to buy a product for mitochondrial DNA that nobody else is putting out. My dad was developing it for I'm not going to get into it. The point is that we're going to put it out.
Your
it's going to cost
dentist.
Us $60 a bottle to get this pharma.
Dennis can be inventors.
Pharmaceutical
too.
Grade stuff. And I'm just giving you an idea of products that are coming out, the type of stuff we're doing. Okay. So yeah, when it costs $120, that's because it's going to cost us $60 and we've got to have R&D money and all the other money and money to fund all the operations. That's the kind of stuff we're rolling out is really powerful stuff. Okay. And this Super Male Vitality, I don't know if I'm even allowed to tell the story. The point is, everyone in the office, we don't advertise it as an aphrodisiac. That is not the intention. It is male vitality to get healthy, to have energy to work out. It doesn't have any testosterone mimickers like most of the herbs they push at GNC and the rest of it, which do work, by the way, but have problems and breaks down and retrogrades into other hormones and causes stuff. This is designed to block estrogen mimickers. A, B, get your body to release its own growth hormone and testosterone. That's what group says it does. I don't know what it's doing.
So that's what,
but...
so that's what group says it's doing. Now, Dr. Group is the guy who makes all of the supplements.
Right.
For InfoWars.
DG.
I've looked up Dr. Group. He works or runs a place called the Global Healing Center. And it's based out of, I believe, Houston. And if you go to their website, you can find a picture of him. He looks crazy. he looks like a hippie, kind of weirdo.
Okay.
Looks like kind of like a young Tom Petty. There's a little bit of that.
Long hair, shoulder length.
Unfortunately, in their about page, they give his educational background.
What is his educational background?
Well, he has a doctorate-ish.
Good.
Well.
I like that. I'm already sold.
It's from the Texas Chiropractic College.
Yeah.
It's a doctor of chiropractics.
Can you even do that?
At the Texas Chiropractic School, you can. Don't think that's accredited. I don't think that's accredited.
Of course it's not accredited.
So he also went to the MIT Sloan School of Management, which there's no real like graduation dates or anything there, but I assume he actually went there. He's a diplomat, I guess they do call it that. A diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition from the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He's a diplomat of the American Board of Functional Medicine, which is dubious.
Sure. Functional medicine.
Then he has a bunch of degrees from the Natural Healing Institute of Neuropathy.
He has a bunch of degrees from lies. Bullshit.
He has a neuropathic practitioner degree.
Not a thing.
A certified clinical nutritionist degree.
Still not a thing.
A holistic healing practitioner degree.
That one is true.
No, it's not. And a certified clinical herbalist degree from the Natural Healing Institute of Neuropathy.
Do you know what that means?
What's that?
He's a witch!
Not neuropathy, I'm sorry, naturopathy. Sorry, very,
naturopathy.
Yeah, very similar
also,
letters.
I get why you would say it to Alex Jones listeners.
Uh-huh.
But the mitochondria is not where you find DNA.
Not important. We have to talk about
mitochondrial DNA is not a thing.
No, we have to
talk. The mitochondria is the engine of a cell. It has no DNA in it whatsoever.
No, but we have to talk about Dr. Group. This is okay. Way more important.
All right. Than basic biology?
He also claims in his educational background that he went to the Harvard Business School.
Did he go to the Harvard Business School developing bullshit products?
It has listed here that he has an OPM from the Harvard Business School.
I don't know what that is.
No one really does. It's the Owner and President Management Program that the Harvard Business School does. If you look into that a little bit deeper.
It's a week-long course, isn't it?
It is. You pay $30,000. You pay like $30,000 and there's no educational requirement to get in. It's just like a fundraising thing for the school.
Yeah.
Where they teach you some business management stuff.
It's like a meet and greet.
Tyra Banks got in big trouble because she claimed that she went to the Harvard Business School and it turned out it was this. Yeah. Everyone clowned on her real hard.
Harvard Business School.
That is what Dr. Group has. But now, more importantly, the Natural Healing Institute of Naturopathy. I looked into it.
Fucking, that's homeopathy bullshit.
They have a Yelp page. a lot of one-star reviews.
Who would have guessed?
And I'm going to read one for you. This is a terrible school. I've almost completed the distance learning program for holistic health practitioner, and I would not recommend this school to anyone. The failures of this school are far-reaching. Far from a completely disorganized staff who has asked me to resubmit work that they lost, typos on most of the tests, and hidden extension fees for not completing the course within 18 months. They state this at the top of each study guide. Dear friend and student, we wish to emphasize that there are no deadlines. Complete your lessons. Complete your lessons and submit your open book exams and or projects at your own pace, as your own schedule allows. What they don't tell you is that for every 6 months you go beyond 18 months, they will charge you $50 to $100 and hold your degree hostage until you pay them. I'm only finding out this information at the very end of my training course. And it gets worse. I took a shiatsu course in I took a shiatsu class in person.
Give it to me.
I took a shiatsu class in person with them, and the instructor told me he'd fail me if I didn't wear a bikini bottom to class, so we could draw meridian lines with magic markers on each other. All right. I told him.
Accredited.
I told him if that was how he felt, he should make all the guys wear Speedos, to which he replied, no one wants to see that. So that is the type of school where Dr. Group has 4 degrees from.
Super weird, but that is also what happened in English Lit 101 for me. But it was a very different story. Complete opposite. I had to wear a Speedo, otherwise I wouldn't pass my, all right, I'm done.
So you understand?
I can't keep that riff going.
You understand?
Like, this is so stupid.
That's the kind of shit where he has these holistic degrees from. He has a doctorate only from the Texas Chiropractic Institute in chiropractic. He's a chiropractic doctor. Hold on. The other doctor that's involved at all with InfoWars is Dr. Wallach, who's a veterinarian. Like, yep. He's got these dicks hanging out who are fake doctors.
Doctor.
So anyway,
Dr. Group.
Dr. Group has made this DNA product they're eventually going to pitch.
Yeah.
But he also, he made the Super Male Vitality. He just tells Alex what it is. Alex doesn't know what the fuck's going on. That's what Group tells me it does. So.
Makes Alex's dick hard though.
Alex, in that last clip said, I don't know if I can tell this story. And that is a reference to Rob Dew. Rob Dew.
What did Rob Dew do?
Well, we're going to find out. Cause Alex is so obsessed with telling this story that he can't tell that he has someone go grab Rob Dew from
What?
Rob Dew is putting together the nightly news.
So it's Rob Dew's story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they need Rob Dew's permission.
Yeah. Because Alex is like, this is classified information. I can't tell this on air. So he goes and has someone fetch Rob Dew and brings him in. And Rob Dew proceeds to give an incredibly weird Super Male Vitality pitch. So here we go.
Now, on a stack of Bibles, this was not planned, correct?
Totally correct. Yeah. You just called for me, and I
even know what you're here. Were you listening to the show?
I think it's a Super Male thing.
The answer is no.
Even though you guys are not supposed to watch the show back there, you're supposed to work on the nightly news.
Right.
Anyways, regardless,
we keep it on.
Head of the news department.
So I wanted to stop here for a second because this is going to be a little bit. It's like 3 minutes long. The okay. Super Male pitch.
Okay.
But it's important because where it ends.
Right.
It gets so fucked up at the end. So fucked up.
Do they remove Rob Dew's penis? Is Rob Dew a eunuch?
No. It's not.
Prove it!
I can't prove or disprove it.
All right.
Also, I cut out a part where there was the craziest revelation ever, and that is that Alex Jones and Rob Dew are the same age. Like, no fucking way.
How old is Rob Dew?
They're both 43. No way. Alex, you're lying about your age. No fucking way. You're 52 if you're a day. Anyway, here we go. Like I said, it's going to end so fucked up. I can't even hint where it's going to end. So fucked up.
What has Super Male done for you?
It's done a couple things. One, I've been taking it about 2 weeks now. I think it was after we shot that interview.
There was even some eye rolling around here when I was coming out with it.
I'm like, hey, whatever.
What, do you think I'm going to put a joke out?
No.
Yes. But,
you know, it works differently on different people, as you've attested. And,
Which
I've
means
had,
it's not
it was
real.
After we shot that.
Let's just be honest. I start, it's probably not good for me.
You call it barbarian juice?
Yeah, go ahead.
So after we shot that interview, I said, oh, you know what? We had an open thing. I said, I'm going to start taking it. So I started taking it three dropper fulls in the morning, three in the afternoon.
You're taking more than
Jesus
you're supposed to.
Yeah. Christ.
And it really, you know, in the morning, you have that kind of fog when you wake up.
Rob,
I do that.
Die.
The fog goes away in about 5 minutes. And I'm thinking clearly, and I feel like I don't feel overly abundant of energy like when I drink this.
Because you're irritable sometimes.
No, oh yeah, yeah, I can be very irritable.
You're known as Deucifer around here.
Yeah, it's definitely mellowed me out a little bit. And Deucifer I started doing, over the weekend, I installed a pull-up bar, and like every time I go into my office, I just start doing like 5 or 6 pull-ups.
And it wasn't placebo. You were telling me this morning, you did it to see if it was bull.
Yeah. I wanted to check it out, see if it had any effect on me. Cause I use the, Survival Shield as well. And I like it. And, I've definitely noticed that.
Maybe this is why they're all insane. It's cause they're all taking their own
start
products.
On the Super
so they're all just fucking
I mean,
losing
I tell you,
their
it
mind.
Definitely, totally. It definitely worked for me and it didn't give me like this hyper energy. It just nice, smooth energy. And it tastes good. It does, you know, it definitely tastes.
See,
like
I was out late last night.
Tastes pretty good.
And I took some this morning, and then I feel really aggressive. It definitely does something to me.
You should probably do half a dropper full. I mean, I do three, and I don't really, you know, notice. I don't notice.
So right there, Alex pulls out a dropper and does a whole
dropper.
So now, at this point, Alex is about to get really weird with Rob Dew. Don't fucking say a word over this.
Okay. Mic down.
And just know that the entire time, Alex is smiling more than I've ever seen him smile
this
on the show.
So fucking
he's
weird.
He's so happy about the question he's about to ask. It's great.
It's an adrenaline surge or anything, but it's like a smooth, it's like a slow ramp up of energy. And I'm definitely a believer after that. But
now what about the classified part? Can we talk about?
My bedroom life didn't need any enhancement before this, but I'll just
people say, are begging for mercy.
What?
My wife asked that I stop taking it, so I'll just leave it at that.
No.
I love you, babe.
No. We're not. The thing is, this is real, okay? But the issue is women can take it, too.
I haven't tried to get her to take it. She hasn't done it yet.
Just put it in her tea. The government force drugs.
No!
Why not?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I have to put filters in my water to get the fluoride out.
What?
You know?
How fucked up is that? I told you that was going to be the most fucked up commercial ever. Drug your wife.
That is wow.
Yeah.
Fucking wow.
Alex straight up suggested, like, hey, I've tried to get my wife to take it. Fucking just do it.
Do it secretly.
Just put it in her tea. Give her the funky cold Medina.
God damn.
Wow. Wow.
That's insane.
Wow. Not only that, but like, what was he doing that she wanted him to stop taking it? Like, what?
I know!
Your dick is too hard.
Yeah, no, that's not, no. No. There's something fucking weird going.
Well, you can see the aggressiveness that comes out in Alex.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know.
Alex, you should take less. That's not a good sign.
Alex, you should take less. Followed by him taking an entire droplet.
Rob Dew, don't do this. Please. Please, Rob Dew. You're ruining your marriage with this insanity.
So like I said, he's smiling.
That's like if Cialis's commercial was the two bathtubs right next to each other, and then the wife just throwing a shit ton of pills in the bathtub.
So like he
don't tell your husband you need a good dick.
He, you know, Alex is smiling like the cat that ate the canary. Like he knows that he's about to talk boners with Rob Dew and he is loving it. He can't get enough. And meanwhile, like I said, this is the end of the show. Like they're running out of time to talk about any real news items. And there's like, nah, I want to talk about Rob Dew's dick. So I want to play for you. And I mean, we can't put too small a point on the fact that
Rob Dew's wife told him to stop taking, just fucking slow it down. Maybe you're taking three droppers in the morning and at night. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Seems like too much.
That's insane.
Seems like too much.
Rob Dew has prostate cancer now. That's a true fact.
No, because he takes Prostate Guard.
Oh, okay. Well, then never
Prostaguard. Mind. So the show ends like this, with Rob Dew trying real hard to get Alex to actually talk about news and the Malaysian plane. And it's fucking
and
hilarious.
Alex is just going for the dick.
No, he's off the dick, but this is so funny because this is literally just going to break to end the show.
Like, if I have any opinion, it's discrimination.
Going back to this Malaysia flight, what do you think about this, that finally the military's come out and said, oh, we were tracking it for 100 miles after you guys...
Oh, we're going to go breaking it.
That's it. Rob Dew comes in with some information, something that was, like, at least analysis. You know, it's not, like... It's the wrong time. You got Walk With Me playing. You right. know, we're leaving. But like at the same time, at least he's trying. And I was like, going to break.
What do you think about that? I'll see you in hell before I talk reality.
So then we come back. And I, like I told you, this is a long Supermale Vitality commercial.
Yeah.
And it's not done. Cause it, again.
I just want to hear more about what's going on in Rob Dew's life.
He has three boys.
This is insane.
His three lovely boys.
Do you know what else? Mm. If you want to have a boy,
Supermale
Vitality.
Alex has two
daughters. Put three droplets in your wife's vagina.
While Rob Dew was in studio and they were doing basically a bro down podcast together, mm-hmm. as opposed to a news show, Alex is like, you got three boys. They're great. It's an army.
What's happening?
I got two daughters, one son, but there's something about three boys. Like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's super weird.
Something about having three sons. Anyway.
I don't understand that at all.
No, it's very weird. I think he's trying to compliment and connect with him, and it's just sort of not flying. But hold on. This, I hate to keep saying put the fucking mic down, but this is another
one. It's fine. Literally, it's one of the t-shirt ideas that Chris R. has given us.
Speaking of which, he's doing some awesome work for us, some nice, awesome designs. And if any of you want to check out some of his work, you can find him on Twitter at ByteThisMind. Mm-hmm. You can check his shit out. He is the official policy wonk artist of Knowledge Fight.
Yeah.
We appreciate the designs sending over. We'll eventually get a fucking shirt together. But listen, this
yes.
next clip.
I'm going to listen.
This next clip is Theater of the Mind. And all you really need to know is he is literally doing everything he says he's doing.
Right.
He has a hamburger.
Okay.
That's one thing that is important to know. It's not imaginary. It is a literal hamburger.
Right.
And then this happens.
Overdrive to take your calls. Steve, Mike, Randy, Chad, Tony, and others on this Malaysian flight. The article just went live up on Infowars.com. Nobody's come out with this angle yet. It happened in the same area of Asia. Missing Malaysia flight similar to lost 707 or 007 McDonald flight. The reason I'm butchering the headline is that Kit just walked in with this great article that I asked him to do, and then I just changed the headline. He's going in there to change it right now, so I was changing it on air. Missing Malaysia flight similar to lost 007 McDonald flight. I think that's the way to put it. And it's a very, very important article, and I'll be breaking that down after I take some of your phone calls. I want to show you something that's satanic, though, if you're watching on television. I didn't ask for this, and Weldon Henson's a great guy running the shipping department and the product department, but I guess Weldon was nice and sent people to a decent hamburger chain for fast food. It's like organic, they claim, and I didn't ask for it. They got me a P. Terry's hamburger, and this is satanic. Not P. Terry's in general, the little chain that started in Austin. This is satanic, like a Ferrari that are now coming out that are part hybrid. That's satanic. A Ferrari that doesn't... And the wrapping's racist because it's white. You know, they're trying to phase out brown bags and the word bossy because it might hurt feminist. Sounds like a Monty Python joke, but they're actually doing it. That's up on Infowars.com. This, ladies and gentlemen, is satanic. This is a P. Terry's hamburger. And we get a document cam shot of the offending item. Ladies and gentlemen, this hamburger has no cheese, no ketchup, no mustard, no lettuce, no onions, no tomatoes. This, ladies and gentlemen, is just satanic. Just like trying to take our guns is satanic. Just like trying to make men into women and women into androids is satanic. This is not right. This is anathema. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put Super Male Vitality on it. No one has ever done this before. Super Male Vitality available at InfowarsLife.com. I'll put Super Male Vitality on it. And now they could actually start off and some survival shield, nice and iodine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is no longer satanic. I have transmogrified it, if that's a word, into the most delicious burger in the galaxy. I almost stopped being silly. Let's get into some serious topics. Steve, I forgot to eat today. Steve in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Great. I'm all right, brother. What? That's not actually, that's actually not too bad. What do you think about what happened with the flight?
I don't know. You know, there's a bunch of ideas floating around, but I wonder if it might have something to do with one of those possible nukes that were secretly shipped out. I know you mentioned that the plane could have been hijacked and maybe landed at some CIA-funded terrorist base, and maybe they're retrofitting it with a stolen nuke.
Ooh, that's a really good point. Anything's possible when Dr. Evil basically runs the government.
I love that so much. That might be my favorite. Like, I want to, I don't have the time to isolate the video, but it's so funny because he is literally putting multiple blotterfuls of Super Male Vitality and whatever the liver shield on his hamburger, and he just takes a big bite out of the burger and then he's still chewing it when he's like, "You're on the air." And he just could give a shit about this person on the phone. He's doing dismissive gestures with the burger. He's like, "Ah, what do you think about this Malaysian plane?" Guy gives him some weird theory about nukes, and he's like, "Anything's possible."
Yeah, I know. Okay.
He doesn't give a shit.
All right, new angle. We've constantly talked about whether or not Alex is evil or stupid, and when he's being evil and stupid. Maybe his brain is fucked up with all this shit that he's taking all the time.
That's what I speculated at the end of the last episode, and I think there might be something to it.
Yeah, this is bananas.
I think that this might be right around the beginning of his supplements destroying him. Why would you put
after he's already put a dropper in his mouth already?
And you've already said in that interview with Rob Dew that if you take a full thing, you get irritable.
Yeah, this is insane.
You just took three at least within 3 minutes of the show. Dropperfuls on a fucking burger.
Dude, Rob Dew's wife has asked him to stop taking Super Male Vitality.
Whoever, that cousin that he keeps snitching on is probably like, stop taking that shit.
Yeah.
Stop taking it. It's not good.
And Rob Dew's wife is telling Alex to stop taking Super My Vet.
I imagine his ex-wife is probably telling him also stop.
Yeah.
So that is so
That's
fun.
Weird.
It was, when I saw that, I was like, I must be hallucinating.
That's
this.
So gross.
It's
what
disgusting.
What is fucking happening?
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, it does go to like, This to me.
Dr. Group is slowly poisoning Alex Jones.
It might be.
I think he's trying to kill him.
So that, like, to me, when we talk about the stupid evil continuum, that's genius. To me, that's really funny.
It's hilarious.
I don't like the idea that-
It's way better than him dressing up as the Joker.
I don't think that, like, I like the idea of other people taking his supplements. But just him doing it on air is pretty
absolutely.
Fucking funny.
That's perfect.
I'm gonna put all this this boner pill on this burger.
Yeah. That's so fucking weird.
Yeah. And
this burger without all this shit, satanic. You put some Super Male Vitality on there?
No, it's great.
Not satanic
hilarious.
Anymore.
That's
that is
fucking hilarious.
Insane.
And I can't stress this enough. The facial gestures and his body language once he starts eating the burger and gets on the phone call. They're like top-notch sketch artist kind of nuanced. It's so funny. He's depicting physically how little he cares about this phone call. All he wants to do is eat this supplement-laced burger, and it's so funny.
No, I kind of want to try it. If a new drug comes out, like if there's a better MDMA, I'm kind of like, eh. I'd give that a shot. Like, I want to see.
What about adrenochrome?
No, that seems like a bummer.
So we've got two more clips, left to play.
Is Super Male Vitality adrenochrome is the next question.
That's a good question. I don't know. Can't say. Gotta ask Dr. Group.
If Alex is a false flag, which some even harder right conspiracy theorists believe. Super Male Vitality might be the first taste of adrenochrome for globalists.
Could be.
For budding globalists.
Oh, in his interview today, Dr. Group was saying that, like, we all know the elites take all your products. They know. They're great.
I won't get a vaccine. But I'll be goddamned if I don't put Super Male Vitality on my burgers.
I've got to be energized. So
haven't you had the Super Male Vitality In-N-Out burger yet?
Oh, animal style.
Amazing.
It's Maroon 5 animal style. So in these last two clips, he finally gets to some talking about Malaysian Flight 370.
Right.
As it were.
Well, now that he's got a Super Male Vitality, he's ready.
Yeah, and he's off the air. Like, he's in overdrive.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And so this clip is about the best he does of synthesizing what he thinks, and he doesn't think much. There's really not much of anything here, so I'll let him get to it.
The Malaysia flight, what do you think happened? 370. I'm leaning towards hijacking and somebody flying it into the ocean, and it wouldn't be the first time they didn't find any debris for a while. But I'm not sure about that. And I don't want to say these guys that are getting on the plane are guilty just because they're Iranian.
Yes, you do.
But that's the exactly Iranian style, and it's happened before. Into the Mediterranean, into the Persian Gulf over there, where they get on board the planes and then fly them right down into the water. There's also been cases where Egyptian military, multiple times, the planes get blown up. And that's probably the Israelis. If the Egyptian military doesn't play ball, there's been a bunch of cases of you know, where you got 20, 30, 40, 50 Egyptian top brass on an airplane, they blow those up. So I don't know. I mean, this is a real mystery.
Who done it? It's kind of sad. Like, we want him to come up with
something.
Yeah,
he's got to have a better conspiracy theory.
I imagine within, like, the next weeks after this, he puts together something that's fun.
Yeah.
Or something that's nutty. But at this point, yeah, he's just like, who knows? I don't know. It's a mystery. I don't know. But you latched on to something when he said, I don't want to say it's the Iranians. Of course he wants
of
to fucking say it's the Iranians.
Of course you want to say it's the Iranians.
And that becomes clear in this next clip.
The only thing he wants to say is that it's the Iranians.
Yeah, listen to this.
I'm thinking, yeah, they took it down.
You know, I tend to think.
The Muslims do everything.
Who do you think took it down?
It's kind of strange. It's flying out of Malaysia, so.
Iranians.
That'd be kind of, I think, what you were talking about before, I'm pretty much sure, like,
Iranians.
Someone out of Russia or, Iran, one of those two.
Interesting. I appreciate your call. Well, Malaysia is a mainly Muslim nation. And that's the kind of place where, you know, the real folks that really want to do something can get on board. But again, it may not be. I don't want to sit there and pass blame on people, even though they're suspects, reportedly. I just think they look like capable, very serious people who are on a mission, and are whacked out of their brains a little bit. But maybe that's
why?
The video still they just chose to make the guys look bad. Maybe they're totally innocent. In fact, I bet they are innocent. I bet Obama's innocent of everything as well.
So that really kind of depicts his real feelings. I bet they are innocent.
Yeah.
Very lilting. Also, whacked out of their brains, you just ate a Super Male Vitality hamburger. What are you talking about?
I do think that this is so odd, considering this is the guy who is like, yeah, Chobani Yogurt is hiring Muslim refugees to rape people.
Yeah, and bring TB into the country.
Yeah. How can you be so like, this is, like I said, he's on autopilot here. His racism and bigotry is just kind of like in the, like, hey, you know, I'm racist, you're racist, let's not even worry about it.
It is ambivalently racist at this point.
Yeah, we all know.
It's secondarily racist. It's like, that's a part of me, but it's not the most important part, you know. I also do crafts.
The most important part is Super Male Vitality.
Yeah, yeah.
And ruining my relationship with my wife.
The reality is, this was right around when the divorce was happening.
It
was 3 years ago.
Super Male Vitality.
Could have been what the whole thing was about.
Super Male Vitality. Do you want to divorce your wife? Give it a shot.
I think Rob.
I wonder if Rob Dew's still married.
I think they're still married.
You think they're still married?
I believe so.
I'm guessing he stopped taking Super Male Vitality then.
You do what the lady asks.
Alex. Not if she's bossy. In which case you gotta.
Why didn't Alex use that as an opportunity to be like, hey, you know, your wife wants you to stop taking Super Male Vitality. That's what Beyonce would say because she's backed by the banks, multinational corporations, trying to bossy ass wife. Take the pill.
Bossy ass wife.
Take the pill, Rob Dew. I don't know. Got lost in a fantasy there. The other
that was a weird little reverie you dived into.
The other thing I was thinking about is like his
I saw your eyes kind of roll back in your head, just like, oh, Rob Dew's wife. Oh, I bet she loves Super Male Vitality.
That was not what was going on in my mind, and no. I think you are a degenerate.
Hey. You're the one who's in love with Leah McAdoo.
I'm not in love with her. I just think she's great. the other thing I was thinking was the possibility that his him being on autopilot is somewhat related to him being super hungry. Because he did say, I forgot to eat.
I haven't eaten today.
So like, I would never blame his being off topic on being hungry. But maybe he was too fucking hungry to really rant and get mad about stuff. Like, he spent a lot of energy on that devil riff.
Right.
So maybe that took a lot out of him.
He got it all out.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's possible. There's no good theories.
He ate a burger on air.
With supplements on it. As condiments.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the most disgusting thing I can think of.
It was rough.
That's gross.
It was rough. Anyway, this has been March 11th, 2014 in the Alex Jones Show. If you would like us to time travel back to another day, I fucking hope the one you choose has a really long, weird Superman Vitality ad in it. But please, you can donate to the show over on our website, knowledgefight.com. We have a link that says support the show. Donate $10 a month, and we will go back to any day in history that I can find the episode of. I have consistent archives to about, I would say, mid to late 2012.
Okay.
And then I'm searching for more. So if you have a date that's before that, I might be able to find it. But consistently to around the, let's say, October 2012.
I really want Obama's election. That's the one that 08? I think of. Yeah. Oh, man. What kind of bile must he have been spouting then?
Probably be pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Let's. I want to give a summation of what we've learned. Space Command runs everything.
True.
Devil, bad. Devil,
true.
Very bad. TV hypnotizes. Alex hypnotizes better. there's a monkey farm. There's a monkey farm.
Filled with, hypnotized monkeys.
And tiki cocktails.
And tiki cocktails.
Those two things are there.
Yep.
The government's gonna sell you.
Hundreds of monkeys? Great margaritas.
The government's gonna sell your kids to the Saudis. Civil rights movement pales in comparison to guns. 9/11 was gas. Gas and remote controls.
9/11 was gas.
And Super Male Vitality, pretty fucking awesome. Jury's out on the Malaysian plane. No idea. So, thank you to Nikki Gifts, my man. I appreciate you, giving us this assignment. If you guys want to find us, you can reach us at, knowledgefight.com.
To Nikki Gifts with love, and to the rest of you policy wonks out there, as well as the soon to be policy wonks, we toast you. Mm. Thank you so much.
Before
we get to the other stuff,
there's a lot of stuff I'm trying to build into and add to knowledgefight.com to be a much better resource. So please check out the website and see the kind of stuff. Like, I'm trying to make this a one-stop shop for all your Alex Jones information needs. And if you guys help out, you know, build the traffic up, it'd help a lot in terms of inspiring me to put the kind of work I'm already putting in. Cause it's a lot of work. And when I see,
inspiring Dan to justify the amount of work
great.
He's
20
putting
people
in.
Came to the website.
Right.
It's tough. We get a lot of downloads, but the traffic to the website is not that,
And we're consistently getting more and more downloads, which means you guys are fucking sharing the shit out of this.
Which we appreciate. Continue doing that. Also, you can find us on Twitter.
@knowledge. Is there an underscore?
There is.
It's @knowledge_fight.
Correct.
Okay. Can you find us on iTunes?
You can. Just Knowledge Fight. We don't have a picture. We gotta figure that fucking shit out.
Yeah, we do.
Please leave a review. And if you do, please involve, something about John Rappaport. give us a rating. Give us a review. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Also, if you want to directly email us, it's knowledgefight@gmail.com. At the Gmail. But this has been fun.
We advise you, do not try Super Male Vitality.
Please don't buy any of Alex's products.
Do not buy any of his products. I want to hear all about it. Oh, my God.
They're made by a chiropractor and maybe a CIA dentist. I don't think you should be taking these products.
No, absolutely not.
Just my thoughts.
No, look, if you take these products, you'll wind up like Alex Jones.
Jordan.
But if you take these products, I want to hear all about it.
Jordan, this episode has been 2 hours long, shorter than our last one.
Oh, wonderful.
But this has been fun.
It has been.
Anyway.
More time travel episodes, please.
Yeah.
This made me forget that the world is ending.
Yeah, out there, it's all terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, in here, it's 2014.
Can I give you one good piece of news about the world out there?
No.
Rappaport still lives!
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.